This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Edstein.
The rules are there ain't no rules. It's to the second bridge and back, and the one who makes it here first wins.
The drag race from the movie Grease. Danny Zuko, played by John Travolta, jumps into his hot rod, Grease Lightning. That scene has something in common with countless other movie car chases and races, from Terminator 2 to The Italian Job. They all zoomed along the concrete bed of the Los Angeles River, the perfect racetrack. Perfect because large stretches of it are essentially empty. The river's water, barely a trickle through downtown, isn't what stands out about it. It's everything else, vast, cemented, and distinctly urban. It's surrounded by railways, overpasses, transmission towers, and worn-out buildings. It looks nothing like the river Los Angeles was founded on centuries ago. Stretching 51 miles, the LA River used to be bountiful, but deadly with its unpredictable floods. To prevent spillage, the Army Corps of Engineers gave it its modern concrete look when it was channelized in the 1930s. Since then, for most Angelenos, it's fallen out of sight and out of mind. And even from the nearby arts district, getting to the water is a challenge.
Most rivers in the world, you can just walk to the river. In LA, you need a permit to get there.
Andrea Stang is the Senior Education Program Manager with LA's Museum of Contemporary Art, or MoCA. Tonight, the museum is sending its guests on a tour of LA's Forgotten River. Their guides on this journey, the Urban Rangers.
So what do we do?
You'll start off by leaving MoCA, crossing the intersection and taking a left on First Street. Follow the orange arrows through the canyons of downtown Los Angeles. There you'll see some Homo sapiens street art.
The Urban Rangers are hard to describe. First off, they look like, the folks who'd guide you around Yellowstone. They're even dressed in khaki park ranger uniforms and hats.
Don't you want this outfit with a little hat?
It's all part of an ironic, high-concept art exhibit for them. But it's also a night out in downtown. Packs of, hikers follow orange arrows taped to the sidewalk. Like Martin Hernandez, an L.A. native and architecture student.
I didn't really know a lot about the L.A. River. I just knew it existed somewhere here in L.A. You see it on movies, you know, biker boys biking down on the bridge. So it's like sometimes you're like, I wonder what's going on with that. And where does it go to? Where does it lead? Where does it start? You know, where does it end?
Questions that might be answered by this guy.
Hi, my name is Ranger Joe, and I'm here at the Ask a Ranger Station answering questions about the Los Angeles River.
Joe Linton is an author of a guidebook about the L.A. River, and he's a self-described creek freak.
I've been deputized to help tell the stories of the L.A. River tonight.
I think most people from the movies believe that the Los Angeles River is basically a concrete ditch. Is that what it is here?
And a lot of the river is a concrete ditch, but there are actually three sections of the river that have what we call soft bottom. They have earthen bottom. There's frogs and fish and egrets and herons and ducks in these more natural spots.
You think the future of it ought to change? It shouldn't be a concrete ditch anymore?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the trick is, like, people talk about restoration. We're not going to really restore. The river used to flood and kill people and move around, you know, to different parts of the city. And so we're not going to restore it to this kind of undependable river that it was. But we can restore natural functions. And it'll probably, I'd say it'll be more like a garden. There'll still be some concrete. It won't flood. But it'll be a lot more natural, and it'll be a lot more friendly for human access.
Right now, though, human access is monitored and limited.
For your safety, please keep to your right as much as possible.
Public safety officers patrol the path down to the water as the Urban Rangers herd small groups of people toward the river. On any other night, this wouldn't exactly be the safest walk. Some of the buildings are abandoned, the windows are knocked out, the streets aren't well lit. And actually reaching the canal means walking through an underpass, a dark and smelly tunnel. Flashlights bounce off the walls as a group gathers around senior ranger Jenny Price.
So now we're set. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go. And there are some potholes here.
Not to mention a wayward shopping cart, rubber gloves, cigarette packs, and all kinds of debris.
Everybody stay to the left. Stay to the left while the other group passes.
Then the tunnel opens up and we get our first view of the river. if you were standing out in the thin stream of water, it probably wouldn't even top your sneakers. Concrete walls rise up about 30 feet at 45-degree angles on either side. Ranger Jenny stands on the steep embankment as cameras flash, illuminating the giant bridge above, but also trash and thick swarms of gnats.
What do you guys think of it? Awesome. Who thinks it's ugly? Besides me. See, everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. Pardon me? It's a little smelly. We have the various odors of scent markings of the wildlife down here. That's true.
It is smelly, and it is trashy. But Ranger Jenny doesn't think the river is beyond repair. She thinks the city should create more bike trails, more green space. That already exists on some parts of the river. And, in fact, the city has approved a plan to revitalize this grittier downtown section. But standing here, it's hard to imagine this concrete riverbed ever looking very green.
Is it really worth the effort? I mean, this river is paved over for most of the way it goes through Los Angeles.
It's absolutely worth the effort. I think that it's deeply implicated in most of the problems that Los Angeles is notorious for, social, environmental, and you're not going to solve all those problems by revitalizing the river, but I don't think you can really address those problems without doing it. Revitalizing the LA River isn't primarily about the river. It's really about grappling with huge problems that we have in LA.
Beyond huge problems, the urban rangers also want visitors to grapple with huge concepts about nature, humans, and public space. But Senior Ranger Sarah Delayden is also in awe of a much simpler idea. People just being here.
I mean, Los Angeles, in this neighborhood, normally you just wouldn't see people out like this at night. And you definitely, we have a river that a lot of people don't even know exists. Some people might leave tonight and never understand that there's also these kind of conceptual or even political questions that we're asking inside of it. But I also think if they just kind of got out and had an interesting experience exploring the river, we're happy with that too.
For LA residents enchanted with their river after this night, there are opportunities to get more involved and even get in. City officials are offering supervised canoeing and kayaking expeditions along the LA River this summer.